Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn with the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, talking today with Secretary Blaine Arthur, Secretary of Agriculture here for the state of Oklahoma. And Secretary Arthur, you join us over the phone today. First off, we'd like to kind of touch on some legislative issues that's going on with the legislative session right now here in 2019. Talking earlier with you, you have discussed that there has been some movement recently on several ag-related bills there at the Capitol. Let's start off just talking about the industrial hemp bill. Can you touch on that and then maybe some of the other bills that's gone through as well?
I certainly can, Carson. The industrial hemp bill, Senate Bill 868, that has been moving through the process there at the legislature, that bill passed actually today unanimously off of the House floor. And that particular language is updating our state statute because of the signing of the Farm Bill in 2018, so that we have everything in order here in Oklahoma for our growers who want to grow in 2020. Currently, any of our producers who are growing industrial hemp are still under the pilot program, which was started here in Oklahoma last year. So the pilot program is still operating under the 2014 Farm Bill, but Senate Bill 868 updates Oklahoma for the 2018 Farm Bill and to get us ready for growers who want to pursue industrial hemp next year in 2020.
Before you get into the rest of those bills, just curious, have you gotten a lot of reaction from producers around the state regarding the production of hemp?
I would certainly say we have. We have visited with a lot of producers, with a lot of individuals who have an interest in industrial hemp. I certainly think that a lot of our producers think it's an opportunity for them to diversify their operations and bring some new dollars to the farm gate. We're also hoping that there's a potential for some processing facilities here in Oklahoma specific to industrial hemp. I think there's some opportunities there as far as rural economic development and bringing some jobs to the state. So we certainly want to be a resource for those producers who have an interest in industrial hemp and make sure that we can do a good job regulating the industry, but also providing some opportunities for them as well.
And of course, you guys continue to work with universities and higher education institutes here around the state to license with farmers here in Oklahoma.
We do. So right now, any of those participating, it's through the pilot program. And so they're working through those research universities, and those research universities are working with our staff here at the Department of Agriculture so that we make certain that we're meeting all the appropriate state statutes and regulations for those growers who are working with the research universities.
Talking with you about some of these other bills that have gone through, can you bring us up to date on some of the ones that you've been following and taking an interest with?
I certainly can. There's several of them that have moved through the process. One is Senate Bill 545, which is just a simple update in regards to declaring Oklahoma a brucellosis-free state. Here in Oklahoma, we've been brucellosis-free since 2011, and this language updates law to reflect that in state law, and we've had good support from our livestock groups and our ag groups in regards to that language. There's also Senate Bill 547. This one is an EIA bill, or equine infectious anemia bill, and updating the definition of what the official test is in regards to EIA so that we can use the test approved by the Board of Ag in USDA in order to do those tests for any of our equine folks here in the state of Oklahoma. Reason for that change is what previously was listed in statute is not the best test for those folks to be using that. So we always want to be able to have the best resources available for our, well, for any of our producers. And we certainly have a lot of equine activity here in the state of Oklahoma and want to be a good resource for them. Another bill is Senate Bill 556, and that is a livestock ID requirement is what it's based off of it, but it's allowing for new identification technology to be utilized in identifying blood samples and livestock for brucellosis testing. So have had good support from our ag groups and livestock groups in regard to that language. And then the final bill that has moved through the process is Senate Bill 558, and that changes the old language specifying metal ear tag to official identification in state statute, so that we have some clarification in regards to what that ID is and allowing us to use any new technology that is considered to be official ID. So pretty straightforward, all of those bills, and we have watched them move through the process and certainly have had conversations with our commodity groups and with our ag groups as they have worked through both the House and the Senate there at the state capitol.
Well, I know that the Stitt administration, since it has come into power here in the state, that it's been very favorable and friendly to the agricultural industry. And of course, you in your previous positions with the ag department there, you of course bring a lot of experience in dealing with the different ag groups here in the state and in working and regulating through all of these proposed legislations and bills as they become law. One thing that you're doing differently though there at the ag department is the Ag Youth Council that you've instigated there, and I believe April 1st was the deadline to get those applications in. How's that process going, and tell us about that council?
You know, we're very, very excited about the Ag Youth Council. We had some wonderful applicants, and as our staff are reviewing those applications, we have about 30 of those that are going to come in and do interviews with our staff here at the department the week after next. I think it's a great opportunity for those will be high school seniors, so seniors who will be high school seniors in the fall of 19. They're going to have 8 different days when they will be here at the Department of Agriculture interacting with our staff as well as commodity groups, and we certainly want that to be a valuable experience on both sides. It's a leadership opportunity for those individuals, but also a career exposure opportunity. And from the Department of Ag side, we want to have the chance to have a dialogue with those young adults to get some thoughts from them on how we are doing as a regulatory agency, things that we can potentially address in policy. We want to talk to them about things like rural economic development and how can we encourage young adults to take an interest in ag jobs, what would encourage them to possibly go home to an ag operation or, you know, have an ag business in a rural part of the state. And so we're very, very impressed and excited about the quality of the candidates we've seen thus far. And I know based off of those 30 that we're interviewing, we're going to have some really elite students that will be spending some time with us here at the department.
I think that will give you guys a lot of good insights there and probably support or at least kind of illustrate in a better way some of the information we got from the 2017 Ag Census, which was released today. And of course, Troy Marshall there with the Ag Department doing a briefing today with kind of an Oklahoma's perspective of the data that was in that report. And one of the things that we saw was that there is a large number of young farmers here in Oklahoma that have either, I guess, grown up in the industry and are going back to the farm. And there's also a lot of new and beginning farmers. So what's your take on that and just kind of some of the broader themes that were in that report today?
You know, I was certainly excited to see that information come out today, Carson. Oklahoma actually ranks 3rd in the nation for young producers, which I would not have guessed. And so I think that is a bright spot for us. We hear a lot of discussion about the average age of producers, and ours here in Oklahoma, the average age of our agri producers is about 57 years old, which, you know, we talk a lot about what that transition looks like, but when we see that we're 3rd in the nation for young producers, I certainly think that gives us some hope that we're going to have a nice transition of those producers as some of our older producers decide to kind of phase out of their ag business. And I think it's always exciting from a national perspective when Oklahoma is a leader in something like that, because I think that means we're doing good things here in Oklahoma agriculture, and giving some good opportunities to young individuals who want to be in production ag. So I think that was a great statistic for us to see here today when Troy released those numbers.
One of the other things that we saw in there was that there is less land that is being put into agricultural production and some declines there in some of our mid-sized farms. But despite some of those declines, we are actually seeing that the total value of product is actually on the rise. So that, I would think, supports the idea that farmers are doing more with less.
I totally agree with that, and I think we see some great implementation of technology by our producers here in the state, and I think you can see that based off of those ag receipts through the census and saying even though the land and farms has declined some, that we're certainly doing a very good job with the natural resources that we have access to, and I think we will continue to see improvements in that because our producers are always reaching out and trying to find new technologies, better, more efficient ways to increase their production on their property. And I think we will see a good positive trend in that over the next 10 years.
And kind of to that point with farmers being more efficient and trying to, supplement their bottom lines is something that I know the state administration has been very supportive of as well, and that's agritourism. How is the department there working with the state administration to kind of develop that industry here in the state?
Well, we are certainly always very excited that the governor is supportive of ag and certainly our agritourism locations that we have here in the state. And we've also seen support from Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, who is the Secretary of Branding and Tourism. And we've had some great discussions both with our Secretary of Commerce and Brent Kissling, who's the director there at Commerce, as well as with Lieutenant Governor Pinnell and his staff. And certainly a lot of support from the governor and the administration. And, you know, we, based off of our census dollars that we've got, we saw the significant increase from 2012 to 2017, from 5.4 million in 2012 to 6.5 million in 2017. And the great thing about agritourism is that it brings additional dollars to our operations. It's a way for them to diversify, but it's also a great opportunity for us to interact with consumers and provide some ag education to individuals. So it's a twofold purpose that I think we will certainly, from the department's perspective, encourage agritourism venues to grow and expand. And I think we've got a lot of enthusiasm from the administration to help us in those efforts.
Absolutely. And one final question for you, Secretary. I know that you guys recently hosted Ag Day there at the Capitol. Just wanted to talk with you. It sounds like that was a great success this year.
We had a wonderful response from our commodity groups and from our Made in Oklahoma companies, and it's, you know, certainly a fun way to start off the day with both Governor Stitt and Speaker McCall, and then Senate Pro Tem Treat driving tractors from the governor's mansion over to the state capitol. So that was a fun way to kick our day off, and we had a lot of FFA members and 4-H members there to greet and interact with them. We were able to recognize our Ag Hall of Fame winner, Mr. Jimmy Harold, that afternoon, and then also gave away a lot of our Ag in the Classroom state winners, their awards. So a very, very busy day that we have, but wonderful support from all of those who are involved in agriculture in the state on that day. And I think it's a great time for us just to highlight to those legislators the importance of agriculture and that we're proud of what our producers do, and we're proud of our youth development programs that we have. So it was a great day for all of us, and we certainly look forward as we start planning Ag Day for 2020.
That's Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. Secretary Arthur, thank you so much for your time and visiting with us today.
Thank you for having me on.